There you are, cutie pie. You'll never guess what. After I did that session on you the other night, I set up my microphone and camera, and even managed to record. I didn't think much would have actually happened once I slapped the video together and hit upload, but look right here. My latex sponge video got 200 views. I couldn't believe it. And we've already got 20 subscribers to the channel. I don't even think I know 20 people. It was actually a lot harder filling out the details than I first imagined for a video. It was asking for a title and description, and that really wasn't too much of a problem. I kind of just said, my first attempt at an ASMR video where I focus on latex sponges and lotion sounds on your ears. And it actually got views. Then it was asking about tags, and oh my gosh, it was a lot more confusing than I thought. I just tagged it like ASMR and latex sponge, but there were 500 characters I could use, but I couldn't think of stuff to fill them with. I honestly never even considered that I would have to do that kind of stuff. Just shows you learn by doing and not by thinking. I kind of feel like myself again, you know? No longer in a slump. I feel so passionate, and I already have a new video planned out. I have to record tonight, pretty please. I know you had to be quiet for a little while I did the recording, but it's just for 30 minutes, pretty please. And then I can make another video, and maybe we'll even get some more comments. People were so kind and supportive. I even got a comment from another person who makes ASMR, which I did not expect at all. My channel is so small, so how did they even find me? Although, I've definitely noticed something when I watch ASMR. They all either say or edit text on the screen that says, leave a like or subscribe, so I was thinking that I shall adopt this new tactic. And maybe in the video, I kind of just whisper, leave a like and subscribe for more. And then I'll see if it really does work. After all, the big YouTubers do it, so it must work in theory, right? Then, there was all these statistics that came up, which I had no idea about. Did you know I could even see a breakdown of what country people watch me from? Looks like us Americans are addicted to ASMR, as they are 52%, out of everyone, 52%, but that might also be because I speak English and, well, yeah. I know we're still in the negative for money, but I kind of wanted to get a custom banner for the YouTube profile. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would help give my channel a little edge and maybe it would look more professional. I know one video isn't exactly a massive portfolio, but I would really like it. Unless I edited a banner together of my face, but kinda, I don't know, like, does that seem a little narcissistic? Although saying that, it is my face that's the channel, so that doesn't quite make sense saying that at all. Or I could get artwork, just I don't have a clue where to find someone who will do that for me. Maybe on Twitter? I know they are called commissions if you want to order artwork from someone, and Twitter apparently has an abundance of these lovely artists. I know you can get like a headshot, which is just the face of the character and neck, or you can get a bust, which is down to their boobies, or chest if you're a guy, or half body, which stops at the waist, or a full body, and depending on what you order, it increases in price. Or usually, anyway, since it makes sense. It would take longer to do a full body versus a headshot. Then artists can also charge vastly different prices, but that's not here nor there. I know some people who've even argued with artists in their DMs about prices, like, please do not be so disrespectful towards the person you are literally asking resources from. It's just cringy, honestly. like, respect people's craft or just do it yourself and you'll soon learn what really goes into it. Anyway, rant over. I thought of starting a Twitter account to post when I have a new video up or interact with other ASMR creators. Oh, it's all just a bit overwhelming. There is so many things to think about now. But it's a good mental challenge, you know? Like, the next goal is plopped down right in front of you, and you just keep moving forwards to reach it. Although, it's a bit daunting to start the Twitter account. I feel like a tiny little small being in the ASMR world. What happens if no one wants to talk to me? No, I can't think like that. That's not a good way to think about it. I've come this far, and who can't handle a little rejection? It's good to keep your ego in check. Sorry, I kinda just word vomited all over you there. Let me go back to the start. How was your day, honey bun? Well, in that case, I'm sure you're ready for your own personal ASMR session from the newest ASMRist on the block with 20 fat subs. That's right, you heard it correct, ladies and gentlemen, 20 subs. I'm an internet superstar. Well, my lovely supporter number one, on the cards tonight is actually ear cleaning. Now, I know that sounds weird, and please don't worry, I'm not actually going to jam this Q-tip right in there. I'll just do the outer side of your ear, because I don't want you going to the doctor and him killing me because I perforated your eardrum. You know, because for some reason you're also not supposed to clean your ears with this, but why? Why does it feel so good? I need answers. It's true what they say, it feels good to be bad. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Now, rest your noggin on the